This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this weekend, and we're here live. Unlike many radio shows this weekend, we are live. We are not canned. This is not a replay or a best of. We're here in the doctor's office, ready to take your questions. You can call us at this number, 877-726-8255. And if that sounds inordinately complex, you can just remember this number, 877-726-TALK. That's a direct line into the doctor's office this weekend to get a medical opinion, get a view on vitamins or supplements. That's what Intelligent Medicine is all about. We've got lots of stories to share with you this weekend, plenty of time to take your phone calls. In just a few moments, we're going to examine the proposition of whether having lots of sex can help you live a whole lot longer. And we got many stories that we've culled from the medical journals and from popular articles, and we're going to share them with you this weekend. So stay with us this hour or next, and hopefully you'll be the beneficiary of some of our health advice. 877-726-TALK is our number. And a very happy 4th of July weekend. Well, it's a little weird because 4th of July is happening midweek, but I guess that gives us an excuse to celebrate it two weekends in a row. And things are kind of slowing down on the news front. But it's also a little bit of a time to get yourself together and do something healthy on your own behalf. This morning, out where I am, it was a little gloomy. Not cold, but a little unseasonably cool for the Northeast here by the shore where I hang out on weekends. And so I headed out to the beach, and it was deserted, but the water was flat and beautiful and calm and clear, and I jumped in and took an early morning swim. And that felt great. Got me exactly into the right headspace to do this program, and hopefully you'll do something healthy on your own behalf as well this weekend. Okay, this week we are mourning the passage of a true giant in the field of medicine. Dr. John Sarno passed away at the age of 93, a day before his 94th birthday, and ironically, a day before the release of a movie entitled All the Rage, Saved by Sarno, a documentary film about him. Now, I've obtained a screener of that film. I'm going to review it, and I'm going to try and get some of the photojournalists on for one of our podcasts about Dr. Sarno's life, because it's really worth recounting. Dr. Sarno first came to my attention in the late 1980s, when I was in my early days of practicing. I read an article that was in New York Magazine, and it was about dealing with back pain. Back pain, a serious problem. The majority of Americans suffer from back pain, and conventional therapies just aren't cutting it because surgery for back pain often results in failure. One of the reasons for our opiate addiction epidemic in America is because of inappropriate use of long-acting addictive pain medication for simple back pain. We just don't have good answers. So the article in New York Magazine back in the 80s was by a journalist who himself suffered from back pain, and he went around to different practitioners looking at acupuncture and looking at various manipulative techniques. And he reviewed all these techniques in an article basically saying, look, take your pick. Here's a bunch of therapies that you can use for your back pain. They all work to some degree or another, different strokes for different folks. And it was one of those kinds of review articles. Okay. 6 months pass. And another article appears in New York Magazine by the self-same author. And the article is entitled, in all caps, bold letters, The Answer to Back Pain, period. And, of course, I read the article with great interest. And what had happened is the author of this article went to see Dr. John Sarno. He was currently practicing at NYU, as he had for decades. And after a few sessions of talk therapy, merely talking, Dr. Sarno didn't touch his body, didn't lay hands on him, didn't administer any pain-relieving medication, didn't use any kind of esoteric Eastern art on him. Dr. Sarno merely talked to this intrepid journalist and relieved him of back pain in one fell swoop. And that was heralded as a miracle. He wrote a very celebrated article in New York Magazine, and the worldwide popularity of Dr. Sarno was launched as a result of the attendant publicity. And so Dr. Sarno was a true iconoclast in the field of pain medicine. He was belittled and reviled by many pain experts because they felt that he trivialized the importance of therapies, conventional therapies for back pain. He maintained that most instances of chronic pain, that is when, you know, you don't break your back or suffer some sort of clear-cut traumatic injury, most non-traumatic instances of chronic pain, including back pain, but also other related pain disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, headaches, fibromyalgia, are merely physical manifestations of deep-seated psychological anxieties and conflicts. That his belief was that you put your pain somewhere in your body, and that the vast majority of pain is psychosomatic. And what was an interesting outgrowth of that is that any time you sought to get therapy for your back pain using whatever, using even alternative measures, acupuncture, chiropractic, you name it, but certainly back surgery, looking at x-rays of your back or now MRIs, that all these measures reinforce your pain. And that by giving so much attention to pain, you actually increase its hold on you. His position was that almost all chronic pain is purely psychological and all in the head, which is true, certainly to some extent, but perhaps in other cases, there really are organic structural elements to pain that make it impossible for mind over matter to work. But he would conduct classes with group sessions of people suffering from pain, and the majority of them would obtain significant relief, if not complete remission of their pain. He would do one-on-one sessions. I remember one of my patients complaining of severe back pain, and I suggested a bunch of things. Finally, I said, why don't you go see this Dr. Sarno? Well, he scoffed at the idea, and he didn't see Dr. Sarno for about a year. And every time he saw me, he came back looking troubled and with an unhappy expression on his face. And finally, he came back to the office, and he was all smiles. And I said, what happened? And he said, I finally took your advice. I went to see Dr. Sarno. Dr. Sarno agreed that I was an excellent candidate for his therapy. And in just three or four sessions of talk, he banished my back pain forever. to this day, I see this patient and his back pain is gone. As if in a miraculous healing, a Lourdes-like healing of his back problems. So we mourn the death of a very innovative doctor, a controversial doctor, a doctor who, his colleagues said, had a damn-the-torpedoes perspective on his work, who was notoriously indifferent to others' opinions of him, but nonetheless persevered, and thus received glowing endorsements from such celebrities as Anne Bancroft, Larry David, and Howard Stern. Howard Stern even dedicated his autobiography to the doctor because he saved the tall, gangling radio host from a lifetime of suffering from back pain. He swears by him. So, very, very interesting figure in the field of medicine. And more, I've come to realize that in some cases, by doing deep investigation, more MRIs, lots of therapy, we worsen people's cycle of pain. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us 877-726-8255. That's 877-26-TALK for our weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our intelligent medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy Independence Day weekend. We got callers. Our number 877-726-TALK. And Lou from Bergen County, New Jersey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are you listening to us via our New Jersey affiliate, WVNJ, or online?
I'm online.
Okay, that's a good way to go.
Quick question
for you.
You
don't have to worry about whether you're near one of our radio affiliates across the country. So what's your question, Lou?
In your opinion, what's the best form of magnesium to take? You know, right now I've been taking the citrate, but, you know, I heard, you know, taurate or orotate, you know, is there a difference?
Yeah, it depends on why you're taking it, okay? I tend to use the citrate when there's a question of constipation because it has such a laxative effect. And it's among the magnesiums, it's one of the least well absorbed. So magnesium oxide, not that very well absorbed, has a laxative effect. Magnesium citrate, a little better absorbed, but pretty strong in its laxative effects. Why are you taking it? Just for general prevention or for a heart problem, blood pressure?
Well, you know, mostly blood pressure. My blood pressure is good. I work out just about every day, and I take it at night so I don't get any cramps. And I have had no problems with it, you know, with the laxative effect at all. I'm taking about 400 or 500 milligrams.
Okay. If it's working for you, great. But what I would generally recommend is a little more premium form of magnesium, which is called Jigsaw Magnesium. It's a chelated form of magnesium that has little in the way of laxative effect. Some people are sensitive to it. And that's what I personally take for exactly that purpose, is to reduce muscle cramps, susceptibility to cramps when I exercise. There are other forms of magnesium that you can take. If you have high blood pressure, I recommend magnesium taurate, also good for cardiac arrhythmias. There, for atrial fibrillation, you might take as many as 4, 6, or even 8 a day, to reduce the tendency for your heart to skip, beats. There's a type of magnesium that seems to cross the blood-brain barrier. That works well in cases of anxiety. Yeah, anxiety actually may start in the brain, obviously. And then we want magnesium to exert its calmative effects where it needs to work. And magnesium threonate, which goes under the brand name Protosorb Magnesium, that's available at drhoffman.com on our online dispensary called Full Script. Protosorb Magnesium is helpful for anxiety and mood, and also to some extent for overall energy, because energy, yeah, it's in the muscles, but energy is also in the brain to a large extent. So there you have it.
All right. I got another question for you.
Yeah.
I take L-glutamine after I work out. Does it matter if I take it after or before?
Okay, so let me ask you why you take it after a workout. See if you get this right.
Well, that's all right. That's what they say. Take it after workout. You know, I do high interval training with the kettlebells.
Right. HIIT, high intensity interval training. That's a good way to go.
Yeah.
So the rationale for taking glutamine is that it enhances the production of growth hormone, according to some studies. 2 grams of L-glutamine, it's an amino acid, seems to enhance growth hormone, and growth hormone helps build your muscles and enhance your lean body mass, and may accentuate the benefits of exercise. So the best way to take it is after exercise, in the time where you're going through that process of muscle rebuilding and muscle recovery. That would be an appropriate time to take L-glutamine. You know, L-glutamine has so many applications. It nourishes the gastrointestinal tract. It may have effects in terms of reducing the risk of neuropathy when people take chemotherapy, particularly Taxol chemotherapy. It seems to block the adverse effects on the nerves that sometimes leave people with tingling and numbness and weird sensations in their feet and hands after taking chemo. Useful nutrient, but one of its attributes is to increase growth hormone as an adjunct to an exercise program. 2 grams per day taken within an hour after a bout of exercise. Sounds like you're on a good regimen. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy 4th of July. And when we return, we'll look at the proposition of whether having lots of sex may help you live a whole lot longer.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and a very happy 4th of July weekend. You've probably seen the headlines extra virgin olive oil preserves memory and protects against Alzheimer's. These new studies add to our knowledge about the benefits of olive oil polyphenols, which protect the heart. Olive oil is also a great source of satiety, fending off appetite and carbohydrate craving. And there are so many additional benefits to extra virgin olive oil that I make it part of my daily regimen. And I want to extend you an opportunity to sample the very finest extra virgin olive oil. You know, olive oil is a perishable food, but supermarket olive oils can sit on the shelf for many months or even years. And that spoils their health benefits. And in addition, you may be the victim of out-and-out counterfeiting and fraud. So my favorite olive oil comes to me from my friends at the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. T.J. Robinson, also known as the Olive Oil Hunter, who's been a guest on my show, has a special offer for my Intelligent Medicine listeners. You can buy a bottle of his finest Harvest Fresh olive oil, which is normally $39 a bottle, for just a dollar, with no obligation to buy anything else. We absolutely want you to try this. We think that once you do, you'll want to join the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club and receive artisanal olive oil on a regular basis. I've been enjoying these Fresh Pressed olive oils for years. And you can check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com, and that's no understatement, myfavoriteoliveoil.com, myfavoriteoliveoil.com for that $1 offer for a $39 bottle of artisanal fresh-pressed olive oil. I think you'll really enjoy it. Okay, could having lots of sex help you live a whole lot longer? According to a new study, women who have regular sex live longer. And scientists have uncovered the first biological evidence and a scientific rationale for why frequent bedroom activity boosts lifespan. How does it do so? Well, a bout of sex generally doesn't last a long time. On the average, perhaps 15 to 20 minutes. And it doesn't burn a lot of calories. Disappointingly, studies show that the average bout of sexual activity burns a mere 100 to 150 calories. That's about as many calories as you get from a small square of chocolate, right? So it's not exactly an Olympic activity. And so how could sex possibly protect you from aging? Well, they first quizzed 129 women aged 20 to 50 about their love lives and their frequency of sexual activity. They then carried out specialized blood tests, which focused on telomeres. Once again, that word keeps cropping up. Telomeres are the little caplets at the ends of your DNA strands. And when the caplets are long, they protect your DNA from unraveling. They're the equivalent to those little caplets on your shoelaces that prevent your shoelaces from unraveling. Here's a little crossword puzzle word for you. Eglet, E-G-L-E-T. That's what shoemakers call those little caps on your shoelaces. Well, the same thing happens in your chromosomes. And when they're short, they unravel quickly and time's up. Your cells die. But when they're long, your cells are preserved from deterioration. And what they found is that women who had regular sex had significantly longer telomeres, boosting their overall life expectancy. So this study, published in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology, That's a fancy word meaning, hey, psycho, neuro. Okay, psycho, yeah, we know, brain, neuro, neurology, endocrinology, well, the linkage between the brain and hormones. And what they found was that frequent sex associated with longer telomeres. And how could that happen? What is it about? It's not so much the exercise component. It's that sex may help to generate nitric oxide. Okay, that's helpful for circulation. Sex also triggers the release of oxytocin. That's the love hormone that's released when you cuddle, when you hug, or when women breastfeed. There's something about that, and studies have shown the women who breastfeed actually have a lower risk of eventual heart disease and stroke. So they say it's possible the greater the frequency of sexual intimacy, the stronger the effect. And we plan to investigate that at a later date. Well, that's fun. Have fun investigating it. Here's another study on the same, in the same theme. Frequent sexual activity can boost brain power in older adults. Okay, well, if you can remember to have sex, it's good to have sex for your brain. The study was published in the Journals of Gerontology. They looked at 73 people aged between 50 and 83. 28 men and 45 women took a standardized test, which is used to measure patterns of brain function in older adults, focusing on attention, memory, fluency, language, and spatial ability. Also, verbal fluency tests. And the results suggest that the frequency of sexual activity was linked to improvements in brain function. All right? So, there you have it. That's one of the therapeutic modalities that we tend to underestimate in its capability of staving off the process of aging. Okay? I mean, it clearly, when you look at these studies, you got to look at the proposition that healthier people engage in more sex, right? I mean, if you're unhealthy, you're tired, you're burnt out, you know, you're diseased, maybe, just maybe, you're less interested in sex, and maybe you're closer to meeting your maker in any case. These studies are often bedeviled by the confounding effect of, is it correlation or is it causation? Does the sex really help you live longer, or is having sex merely a marker for overall better health and indeed better brain function? Who knows? All right. This item should be part of your, not this year's, but perhaps next year's 4th of July celebration, because it's not available yet, but they're working on it. They've got a patent filed for a novel probiotic beer that boosts immunity and improves gut health. So you can raise a glass with a new probiotic beer that incorporates live strains of good bacteria. Now, we know that beer is a fermented product, but it's dead. It's like pasteurized. So there are no live organisms in the beer. But researchers at the National University of Singapore have come up with a new specialty beer that incorporates the probiotic strain Lactobacillus paracasei L26. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, this is a unique probiotic that was first isolated from human intestinal tracts. It has the ability to neutralize toxins and combat viruses, as well as regulate the immune system. The innovation is the product of a fourth-year student from the Food Science and Technology Program at National University of Singapore. And I think this is going to take off. They're going to try and collaborate with industry partners to introduce the beer to consumers. What they found is that it's hard to develop sufficient counts of live probiotics in beer because beers contain hop acids that prevent the growth and survival of probiotics. So they had to tweak the recipe dozens and dozens of times. It took 9 months to come up with an ideal recipe that achieves the optimal count of live probiotics in the beer. And what they found is that they managed to preserve flavor characteristics. They preserved an alcohol content of about 3.5% without killing the live organisms within the beer. And according to the press release, they believe that the probiotic gut-friendly beer will be well received by beer drinkers as they can now enjoy their beers and be healthy at the same time. So something to look forward to perhaps in the future because don't go to the supermarket and look for this yet. It's not available. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You can call us. Our number, 877-726-TALK. This is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and we invite you to call us. 877-726-TALK is our number. We're here. We're live. Yeah, it's a holiday, but we're taking your calls. And let's hear from Tori in Rhode Island. How are you doing, Tori?
Hi. I'm fine, Hi. Thank you. I wanted to know about SIBO, and the specific type is hydrogen sulfide, mm-hmm. and if there's a test for it or what you can do. The regular hydrogen test came out negative. But mm-hmm. I have all the symptoms, and I read online about hydrogen sulfide, and I was interested in knowing if you knew anything about that and ways to go about treating it or detecting it and treating it.
Okay, so what you're asking about is SIBO, which is small intestine right. bacterial overgrowth. And why do you suspect you have SIBO? Do you have gas, bloating, indigestion, diarrhea?
All of the above.
Okay. So one of the tests that we use to determine whether you have small intestine bacterial overgrowth is the hydrogen breath test, whereby you take in a drink, which is a fermentable carbohydrate. You see if you end up producing a lot of hydrogen. Actually, the test checks for two things. It checks for hydrogen production, which is what usually causes upper intestinal belching and bloating, and lower intestinal gas, which is methane, which is better known as swamp gas. It's literally the stuff that is malodorous, that grows in poorly aerated swamps. And so really you can determine about the level of fermentation in your gut from what happens after the challenge. Now, the test is not always accurate. And it could be that the test was performed in an inaccurate way, or that it wasn't properly calibrated, and it didn't really capture the amount of hydrogen that was released. The other possibility is that you have some form of imbalance or dysbiosis, bacterial overgrowth, where the key feature isn't the production of hydrogen, it may be the production of other gases like carbon dioxide, which is odorless and not detectable by that test. So actually, hydrogen sulfide, I don't know where you got the information about hydrogen sulfide. Hydrogen sulfide is now being thought of as something that is akin to nitric oxide. It may be a chemical messenger or not so much a neurotransmitter, but a cellular messenger that may be responsible for a variety of things, like relaxation of smooth muscle that can lower blood pressure or that can cause erections. There's a lot of research on that, but that's not so much something that you're going to find as the indication of SIBO. It's just hydrogen that you're measuring, not hydrogen sulfide, which is something different. So, you know, what you may do is you may proceed as if, and you may go on what's called a low FODMAP diet. That's a diet designed to lower the production of gases in your intestine by fermentation. There are lots of resources for the low FODMAP diet. There are books, there are websites that tell you which foods to avoid. Among those foods are grains, especially gluten. Grains, but also certain nourishing fruits and vegetables, which unfortunately are difficult to digest and hard to break down. So check out the FODMAP diet. Give it a shot. Try some probiotics. Probiotics often have a good effect on getting rid of the harmful bacteria. And if not, see a nutritionally oriented practitioner who, you know, gets it about treating IBS. Which is what you seem to be suffering from, okay?
Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, let me just mention once again, you know, it's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, and it's for high blood pressure. High blood pressure, big problem, you know, necessitates medication, which invariably brings with it side effects. And the thing I'm zeroing in on is the Zona Plus. You've heard me talk about it here. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. And there are studies, multiple studies, that show that with regular use, you can obtain a decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. Now, people ask, what is it? Well, it's a simple handheld device. It's beautifully designed because it calibrates to your individual grip strength. You don't have to have Herculean grip strength to make it work. You can even have hand arthritis and still work it. But it sends feedback to your afferent nerves in your blood vessels that permits them to vasodilate. And that helps you lower your blood pressure gradually, and with permanent effects. So, to find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And there's a special offer. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Remember to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout to obtain your discount. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. It's the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. Okay, big debate going on in the scientific community. How long can people live? Well, this is going hot and heavy. It really is quite controversial because A new study in the journal Nature suggests that there is no evidence for a limit to human lifespan, that with medical innovations, that we don't have planned obsolescence, as some studies have suggested, that, you know, life is finite, and no matter what you do, people can't live beyond 100 and change. They're suggesting that by extending trend lines, we can show that maximum and average lifespans could continue to increase far into the foreseeable future. The question is, what are you going to do with all that added longevity? And how are we going to afford to take care of all those people? Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.